off a new collection called Rarities that the Indigo Girls have just put out, their version of the Clash song, as we have them in our studio for July 4th weekend, thinking of you guys as independent thinkers. And Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter's, I didn't know, but I read, because you give some pretty generous information with the liner notes with this, Democratic as you guys always seem to be, you polled your fans in some way and found that that was a song that they would most like on a collection like this.
Yeah, I mean, our manager basically just sent out a bunch of emails to our list and said, you know, what do you guys want to see from our past? Mm-hmm. And that sort of made the top of the list. There were some things on the list that we didn't use because they were just too embarrassing.
Like? Tell us.
Just like, we used to do a cover when we were really young of House at Pooh Corner, you know, mm-hmm. things that are sentimental, you know, they're just too sentimental, you right. know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we just, we're not there anymore, you yeah. know, it was a moment in time.
Right, right.
Our moms really liked that song.
When your manager sent this questionnaire or poll or whatever out to people, did it like with your mailing list or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was our fans. It was our diehard fans.
Right. Yeah. yeah.
And that's what the record's for. The record's, this wouldn't be a record that I would want sort of necessarily to be the introduction to the Indigo Girls, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely not. It's more like if you're already.
You're already in the swing.
Yeah. You know, and you want to see the trajectory of our career sort of represented in cover songs. This is probably a good way to do it.
Right, yeah.